All right, so the question this week has to do with sharing. Please.
Love it. So, how can I teach my older child to share with his little brother? Our little one shares with him, but he rarely reciprocates. Punk. He's very possessive. What can I do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing we need to do is just realize that this kind of behavior is super developmentally appropriate. So we need to be better at kind of normalizing it and not pathologizing it, right?
Right, right. So if we think about ourselves as adults, yeah. I'm thinking of you, Greg, and the love you have for your phone, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. No one's ever allowed to touch my phone.
If someone wanted you to share it, you might look...
Say no.
You might look really possessive,
too. I'm very possessive. Yes. I own that. Yeah. But no, and so, yeah, for sure, right? Kids have their things, just like we do, and some things they don't want to share. And to be fair, they shouldn't always have to. But we have established a value in our home that we do share. So even though sometimes it's you're not expected to, overall, we want to have a community of sharers. So,
right. But we try to frame it more as turn-taking.
Yeah, that's
right. So that feels a little more reassuring to the person that might feel like they're giving up something. They're going to let someone else take a turn,
yeah,
and then they're going to get it back.
Yeah, and so there's a popular Daniel Tiger episode, and we sing the song quite a bit, right? Yep. You can take a turn, and then I'll get it back. Yay! And again, it works, though. We'll sing that, and we'll notice our three-year-old like, oh, okay. You know, it just reminds him of this value and the whole vibe of, sure, I can part with this for a little bit and then get it back.
And Daniel Tiger does it, so
yeah,
I can do it, too.
Come on, rock star.
So we also want to show our kids that we're confident in their ability to take turns, yeah, right? There's this whole strength-based idea.
Yeah.
We're not seeing it from a point of, like, you are possessive, you're unable to do this. Right. We're really reframing the way that we think about it.
Like, oh, you can do this. I see that you can share. You can take turns. You just want to come at it through that more positive lens to kind of build up the behavior rather than, yeah, come at it from the other way.
So I might say something like, it looks like your sister wants to take a turn. I'm confident you guys are able to figure out a way to take turns with this toy.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the biggest tips that we had with this question is we could do a better job creating opportunities for them to develop this kind of skill of turn-taking or sharing. It's not easy to engage in these activities. We've got the four kids, so it's really tough to bring them all together.
Do cooperative play.
Yeah, but this idea of cooperative play, whether it be... building a fort, playing a board game or designing
obstacle course, playing
the floor is lava,
setting up chores for them to do together.
Yeah. And so anytime that they have to work together to compromise, to hear each other's ideas, you know, be flexible, go with the flow. And again, just take turns in general, it's going to be developing the skills that kind of will bleed over into these other kinds of situations.
Right. And they're having to share resources. How do we navigate that? How do we solve problems?
Yeah. So see it more as kind of a muscle that needs to be kind of worked out. Because young kids have very limited experience with this kind of turn taking and this sharing. And it's something that we can support them with.
And seeing themselves on the same team as those other people. So whether that be peers at school or at home with their siblings, we're all kind of in this together, right?
That's huge.
So we want, through these games, through these activities, we're building that idea.
Yeah, and I think what's cool is we can use modeling here. Like, we could be the one on their team. So outside of the moment, I could be sitting there with our three-year-old and taking turns, I don't know, having a snack. Here, you take a bite, and then I'll take a bite.
Right.
And I'm modeling for him what it's like to take turns, what it's like to share, getting, like you said, on his team or on their team. It doesn't always have to be about them working on the skill together. If we can insert ourselves into these situations and model what it looks like to take turns, it's going to be huge.
Another thing I think of that we do is when we're reading books to our kids at night, I might say, do you want a partner read?
Yeah.
And I know they do this a lot in schools too, and maybe not necessarily for this purpose, but it's what we use it for at home. I might say, you read a page and then I'll read a page, right? And then afterwards I would thank you for taking turns with me.
Yeah.
Mm. That's so nice.